Stanley smiled as if it were all a big joke. When Mr. Pendansky arrived with water and lunch, Zigzag offered Stanley his place in line. "Since you're so much better than me." Stanley remained where he was. "I didn't say I was Bet." "You're insulting him, Zig," said X-Ray. "Why should Caveman take your place when he deserves to be at the very front? He's better than all of us, aren't you, Caveman?" "No," said Stanley. "Sure you are," said X-Ray. "Now come to the front of the line where you belong." "That's okay," said Stanley. "No, it's not okay," said X-Ray. "Get up here." Stanley hesitated, then moved to the front of the line. "Well, this is a first," Mr. Pendansky said, coming around the side of the truck. He filled Stanley's canteen and handed him a sack lunch. Stanley was glad to get away. He sat down between his hole and Zero's. He was glad that he'd be digging his own hole for the rest of the day. Maybe the other boys would leave him alone. Maybe he shouldn't let Zero dig his hole for him anymore. But he needed to save his energy to be a good teacher.
Stanley has made a deal with Zero. Stanley will teach Zero to read if Zero will dig Stanley's holes every day. I know that in Stanley's mind, this is a fair trade. And as he says, he needs his energy for teaching. But maybe Stanley should just help Zero out of friendship. What do you think? Let's keep reading near the bottom of page 133, at the paragraph that begins, "He bit into his sandwich."
He bit into his sandwich, which contained some kind of meat and cheese mixture that came in a can. Just about everything at Green Lake came in a can. The supply truck came once a month. He glanced up to see Zigzag and Squid walking toward him. "I'll give you my cookie if you let me dig your hole," said Zigzag.